Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
3, 2, 1, go.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go!
How are you doing, wonderful people? 1st of Feb, Wednesday on the Big Drive Home. It is Chris.
And Scott.
Let's do
Radio
this.
Radio Essex.
If someone told me that the way
Hey, good afternoon, Essex. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, Wednesday with Tom Grennan and all these nights. We're here till six.
We are. So we was here a bit later yesterday. We went out and we grabbed some food and we had a bit of a meeting.
Yeah, little meet.
Little catch up, me and Chris and we took Tom as well.
I got to tag along.
You did
well,
get
you
to tag
couldn't
along.
Find a babysitter, so.
No.
We tried to pump me off to mine and see, but they weren't having it.
No, they weren't. No, he's yours. You take it. So after it, I was driving home.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my mate Rob on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm hands-free, obviously, driving along. And when I got close to where I live, I went, where are you? He went, oh, I'm dropping my son off from boxing. I said, all right, okay. And I knew exactly where he was. So I went, just overshot my house slightly, and I pulled up exactly where I knew the turning he was going to be coming out of, and I bibbed. And he got out.
While you were on the phone?
Yeah, while I was on the phone. And he bibbed. He went, oh, my God, it's you. So obviously, we hung up the phones, and he got out. He was in his van, and I was in my, I've got a BMW. And I've literally stopped, and we stopped sort of just in a sort of lay-by, and we're having a chat. And we're there for about 7 minutes. We're just catching up, chat. And the police pull up behind me, and they said, hello, lads, what's going on here? And I went and just talking to my mate. So they pulled up behind me at first, and I've gone, a bit weird. I've gone to Rob, a bit weird. And then
are you out the car?
Rob's out of the car. He's leaning in my window.
Right, you
can see what's going on.
I can see what's going on now.
You can see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in a blacked out BMW.
Yes.
Right.
They thought you were selling Tutti Frutti's to each other.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was two male policemen.
BMW.
Yeah. They pull up. And now they pull up directly next to me.
Yeah, of course.
And they go, what's going on here, lads? And I went, well, not what you think's going on. I said, we were talking on the phone, hands-free, of course. We said to the policeman, and he went, right. And I said, and then I see him. So we've stopped, we're having a chat, we're catching up. Rob said, he said, I've got my son in the car. And then he asked my name, and he said, well, you have got a blacked-out BMW, mate. And I went, I'm selling it. And they were really nice, and they said, no problem, see you later, lads. And they drove off. And me and Rob went, right, we're going now. Right, so he got in his van. But I just thought it was really, really funny because of what they obviously thought was happening.
Of course.
Yeah, and obviously what wasn't.
And also they would have been driving up going, bingo!
But what I thought was amazing is in 7 minutes, I was like, literally maybe less than 7 minutes, the police were there. So if something untoward was happening,
they were there.
We were caught.
Good story. 12 minutes after three, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Love this new tune from KSI. Teaming up with Oliver Tree, this is Voices. Radio Essex, KSI, Oliver Tree and Voices. Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. Scott just told us this story of almost like a mistaken identity story. They thought you were doing something, as James in Braintree says, are you now known as Source Out, Scott?
Yes, pretty much, yes.
So I remember, and I was a lot younger, this was when I was about 18, 19. And
oh, I was so like 50 years?
Yeah, 50 years ago. Yeah. No, not that long.
No.
I had an old Cortina, which I'd got off, I think it was my parents' old car.
I bet you loved the old Cortina.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'd dropped a bigger engine in it. I mean, I was a proper boy growing up in Watford playing with cars. So we went out, my mate had, I think he had a Renault 5 or something like the GT Turbo, a really nice, cool car. We're driving through St Albans one evening. And we just left, we were both doing what is called hospital radio. It's a radio station in a hospital, so that's how I kind of started out. So we both finished our show, and we were driving back to a little village called Wheathampstead, which is near St Albans. So we're going down the country lanes, dead on the speed limit, obviously.
Obviously.
But we were kind of together, he was behind me, and all of a sudden this car turned up out of nowhere, which it could have been an unmarked police car, we weren't sure. But it started coming right up, and it started flashing us and stuff, and we were like, but there's no blue lights.
Yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning, I'm saying to my mate on hands free, I'm not stopping. I don't know who this bloke is. This could be we could be being mugged. So we went through the country lane dead on the speed limit. Have I said that?
Dead
on the speed limit.
Say it again.
Dead on the speed limit. We come to this junction in this road where I would go left to go to my house and he would go right to go to his house. So I said, well, let's split up and see which one.
They think that you're like trying to rid of them.
I said to him, well, let's split. We stayed on hands free. Let's split up. I'm going to go the way I go. You go the way you go. Whoever they follow, just loop round and come back. So so there's two of us and we're not on our own because this is quite scary.
Yeah.
So anyway, he pulled off right. I went straight. They followed him. I was thinking, I'm going home now.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. He went, mate, they're following me. So he pulled up outside his house and I pulled up behind him outside his house. This car looked at us and just drove off. Nothing happened. We were like,
no, that's weird.
That's weird. 2 o'clock in the morning, right? 2:10 in the morning. So we're sitting on his wall outside his house. All of a sudden, what I can only describe as the opening scene of Beverly Hills Cop, in English version, come over the hill, 4 or 5 police cars, armed response unit.
I've never been so scared
in my life. So they come in, not armed response, like a riot.
Yeah.
And they all come out of the car. I'm sitting in my car. He's sort of leaning into my car, same as what you were saying. And they come over and they say, get out the car. And like shouting, not in a normal, you've just been pulled over type way. Absolutely shouting and screaming. Lights are going on in the streets. It was horrendous. Got out the car, thrown to the floor. The whole thing, handcuffed. And I look at the policeman, I'm like, this isn't like speeding, is it? This is quite serious. Anyway, we sat on the wall and they explained to us what had happened is where we were on the hospital radio. We told them what we were doing and everything. They checked out the story and it was all fine. We were unhandcuffed. We apologised to. What had happened is within about 2 minutes of us leaving St Albans to head back to Hampstead, the Levi's store had been raided by a state Cortina. Literally minutes before I drove past it. With my mate going exactly the speed limit.
Yeah.
And the security guard who was following us worked out where we'd stopped, called the police, and they come and tried to arrest us, but then obviously got there and found that we hadn't got any Levi's with us, and it was a mistaken identity. But it was... I've never been so scared in my life. His mum come out, she was like screaming at him, what have you boys been up to? And like, nothing. Literally just come home from work.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but it was a scare. He now works in the Met.
Chris? What jeans are you wearing?
Just normal.
The Big Drive Home.
Wind's easing tonight. It's still breezy, remaining cloudy, and lows down to 4 degrees. Mainly dry tomorrow, mixture of some cloud and brighter spells as well. The sun will shine tomorrow with 11 degrees the high. That will feel quite warm. You remember we were talking about Mr. Blobby earlier in the week, Scott, about the fact that the uniform or the costume had been sold for like thousands of pounds on eBay.
£62,000.
I have a Mr. Blobby suit update for you coming up.
I'm excited.
Incredible. Meanwhile, 3:22 is M&EK and Cigala. It's Radio Essex with Starly and Caller Me. It's 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. So, yeah, the Blobby story. So we talked about Mr. Blobby. We've talked about him a lot on the show recently.
Blobby.
That's the man. So
Is he a new feature?
He's not a feature for us, no. Yeah. I mean, surprisingly, he might be by the end of the week. There was a guy that bid and paid £62,000 for Mr. Blobby's costume. If you're young, if you're too young to know what Mr. Blobby is, just Google it. It's quite scary, and I'm surprised it didn't scare more kids than it actually scared.
Yeah, when you actually think about what it was, a man in a pink spotty suit doing that.
And it was huge. It was like it was about 8 foot tall. It was one of those things that your kids liked watching it on the telly. But sometimes, you know, shopping centres and supermarkets would think, oh, we should hire Mr. Blobby and they can come and entertain the kids.
Scare the life out of
children. Literally scare the bejesus out of the kids because he's an 8 foot monster.
Yeah.
That's basically, that's gone from the telly to, oh, he's in front of me.
Yeah.
And he's like going, it's not ideal. Anyway, the suit that Mr. Blobby had, the guy that was there, I think his name was Barry, you said.
Barry.
And he wore this suit like a football mascot and he's That suit sold for £62,000. Last week, a seller stated an auction on eBay, and he found a new home for a long-unloved Mr. Blobby costume. It was made for an overseas version of Noel's house party that was ultimately cancelled, meaning the costume had been just gathering dust for decades after missing out on the chance to have its big TV studio debut. So the costume was originally listed with a low starting price, 39 quid.
Reasonable.
I bought FIFA points that cost more than that.
Yeah, I would buy it for 39 quid to go fancy dress.
I'm slightly upset about the fact it's not actually the Mr. Blobby that I've seen on the telly. It's one for a different one that actually never made it onto telly. But that's taken away a little bit of the shine for me.
Devalues it a lot, I'd say.
So the costume originally listed for 39, but bids quickly went to £62,000. The seller, who wishes to remain anonymous, Barry.
Yeah. All right, Barry.
Had listed it ahead of a house move, and naturally, they were shocked when it started to attract so much attention. However, the buyer pulled out, saying that they were really shocked the bidding went that high. So, following the failed sale, the seller has decided to keep hold of the Mr. Blobby costume for the time being. I don't understand how the buyer pulled out, saying they were really shocked how high it went.
Because they bid on it.
Yeah, you would have been the last bidder on it. So you would have been the one that bid the highest. You were the person you were shocked about. Maybe he was shocked to realise, I've bought stuff before after a couple of drinks in the evening, most notably a watch recently.
Yes, you did, yeah.
I think if I, and I was quite devastated when I woke up and realised it wasn't loads of money, it was just a nice watch that I'd always said, oh, I like that, and I bought it. If I woke up one morning and I bought £62,000 worth of Mr. Blobby.
So if I remember, devastated. I haven't done it for a long time on eBay, but if I remember rightly on eBay,
yeah,
if you put in a ridiculous amount,
yeah,
you don't buy it for that ridiculous amount. You buy it for a penny over
what the last person bid. I think that's right.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
So what I think's happened is this person's gone, oh, yeah, £62,000. And not thought it would, because he just wanted to win the suit.
Yeah.
Might have thought, oh, well, it's £1,000.
It's going to go for a grand,
It's going to go for a grand. So if I put £69,000, I'm going to get it for £1,001.
Yeah. But what he didn't budget for was the fact that somebody had also bid £61,500, which meant he was the next bid.
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
Which he's got to his house.
Yeah, I don't want
it. So he's pulled out as well. But I just wondered if you've ever regretted a purchase, because I've bought stuff before on Q television, you know, something you've seen on telly, you've gone, need one of them. I'm not allowed at home now to watch shopping channels because I will buy whatever I see.
You are a nightmare.
Awful. I'm awful.
Well, like, you know, for example, I come in with a Samsung flip phone.
Yeah.
And you loved it. Within a day,
this was October, November.
Yeah, Chris had bought one.
Yeah.
Right? And then Connor Knight from the Connor Knight Experience come in the other day with a new
iPhone 14 Pro. Yeah.
And the next day...
Got one then.
You had one of those.
And now I've got a Samsung sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
Anyone wants to buy a Samsung flip phone, by the way, just let me know. It's got Scott's number in it as well, just saying.
Let me know. It
hasn't. But some people do regret
it. Put it on eBay.
Yeah, I might do that. Well, I suppose because the Samsung thing, it wasn't. I'm not just buying new phones because I like phones. The Samsung phone I tried and I didn't quite get on with it, and I kept trying to use it as an iPhone. So in the end, I've bought an iPhone. So in a way, the Samsung thing could be a regretful purchase, the Mr. Blobby thing. So I just think there must be somebody out there that has got a most amazing story.
We want the ultimate story
of a regretful purchase that's happened. You can let us know. You know where we are. 81400. Put the word Essex in a friendly message. You can grab us on the app as well. And hopefully we'll talk to you very soon. Let's get this on. Jake, just him on a piano. Gorgeous tune. It's called Golden Hour and it plays on Radio Essex.
It was just a lovely...
It's Radio Essex, Rain Radio, DJ Craig Gorman, and Talk About 20 to 4. Chris and Scott on the big drive home. We're talking about regretful purchases, things you bought that maybe you kind of regret instantly.
Yes.
Get your calls in. Alison sent us a voice note. Alison, what have you got? She probably regrets buying that phone by the sounds of it. It's not working, Alison. Yeah, no, we can't hear you.
We've got nothing.
Send it through again, Alison. We've got nothing at our end. But Alison's got a voice note, so we'll go back to Alison. What have you got on the text?
I've got two absolute corkers, I think. I've got Susie in Great Baddow.
Yeah.
She says, a wedding dress. I was married for 2.5 weeks. He's a cheating. Oh, no. And then she said a word that I can't say on the radio.
Okay.
So 2.5 weeks. I'm very sorry that happened to you.
She bought the wedding dress and...
got married.
Found out he was a cheating person within 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, 2.5 weeks. They're not married anymore. And Tony in Basildon, he topped Trump's the 2.5 weeks. He says, I bought a second-hand boat. It sunk after 48 hours.
What?
Tony. I mean, if you buy a second-hand boat, he says he got a good deal, turned out not to be a good deal. I mean, that's awful, isn't it? You buy a boat and you go, is it all right? They go, oh, it's a good boat, mate. It's a good boat.
You've got to check out. I mean, if you buy a second-hand car, you don't know what you're doing. You go, can I have a look under the bonnet, mate?
You keep the tyre, don't you?
Look at it and go, yeah, it looks right. It looks But with a boat, you go, is that hole all right? It's got a big hole in that bit. Yeah, it's fine. That's to let the water out. It's not helpful, is it?
48 hours, his boat is
unbelievable. A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Alison has a voice note back. We'll come to that in just a second. Any regretful purchases that you own or you've given back or sold, let us know and we'll go through some of those in a sec. Right, 20 to 4, Miley Cyrus, new tune coming up.
This is Chris.
It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers on the big drive home for Wednesday. Talking about regretful purchases, things you've purchased that you thought, actually, this isn't really for me. We thought Alison was back on the voice note, but we've got this. And nothing else. What? Definitely regretting the phone, I think.
Well, no, what I think Alison might be doing is sitting on her phone and just driving around because she's not, I can hear a car and no words, so, yeah.
Rob said, I think this is probably my favourite so far. Rob said, keep these coming in, 81400 on the text, use the app as well. Rob said, I bought a chicken so I could have eggs, but they kept attacking me, so I sent them back. Cheers, Rob. Radio Essex, Jack Harlow and First Class. Just wrap up a couple of these texts on regretful purchases. Another one says, I bought my son a new drill. I don't know whether it's the drill that doesn't work or him. He's lazy. So Michael, finger out, I think, is the...
I think it's Michael. I don't think it's the drill.
That's the other thing I buy a lot. If I go to B&Q and I'm buying something, I'll go... Those screwdriver, that toolbox, that would be useful because I could, and then I'd take it home and then Karen's like, you got one last time you went to B&Q. You've got four toolboxes now.
Yeah, I collect toolboxes a little bit and then I don't like doing the trip to the garage.
Yeah.
So now I've bought another one that lives in the kitchen and I hide it in the kitchen.
That's what I do. I've got one. This is the kitchen one.
Yes.
She's like, it's like you're working on a building site. You've got more tools. I remember when they fixed our kitchen. And making the kitchen, and the builder didn't have something. Builder didn't have something. And I went, oh, I might have one in the shed. Go in the shed and have a look. And he came out the shed and he was like, you've got more tools than I have.
You don't do anything with them.
They're clean. He said they all had the little plastic on them and the cardboard. They were all wrapped up.
Yeah, they look lovely,
just
don't they?
Not used. Right, coming up on 4 o'clock, we'll have Ray and Escapism. That's still such a big tune. Beyonce and news about Beyonce coming up as well.
Ooh.
And Taylor Swift will get on for you as well. News and travel next at 4 o'clock on the big drive home.
This is Radio Essex. Hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott with Beyonce news coming up, and we'll get a Beyonce track on for you. First, Ray.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Taylor Swift. Lavender Hayes, it's Chris and Scott on the big drive home on Wednesday. We've got to announce a world tour. Not ours.
No, I was going to say, really?
Yeah.
We're taking this on tour?
Yeah. They said it's big in Essex. This would go down really well in Bulgaria.
Oh, I thought he was going to say at the cliffs. I was going to say that could work.
To be fair, the Eight Set of Men, which we don't talk about, is currently top 10 in Bulgaria in the comedy podcast charts. So Bulgaria would work for us.
It would work, yeah.
But we're not going to Bulgaria. Who is going on a world tour? Well, you'll know because I said earlier we've got Beyonce news. It's Beyonce!
In Bulgaria?
No, she's going. I think the whole world. Is it the whole world, producer Tom?
Yeah.
That's what a world tour
doesn't go everywhere, does it?
Well, no, it doesn't. I was being facetious.
Okay. Is she going to Romania, Bulgaria?
I can't see any specific places... like Romania and Bulgaria.
She's going to places, though, isn't she?
I would imagine
she's playing
she
the O2
places.
At the top of the A13 in the Essex.
Yes,
she's coming to the A13.
Yes, she's That's coming to the A13.
Yeah. When's she there?
Let's find out.
You should probably do this before we go.
Yeah, you probably should have. Yeah, because you know, because Chris even gave you forewarning.
I was telling Essex
news coming
we're
going
to talk about Beyonce news, so you were going to be the person that has the information.
I mean.
I
got
Google.
Up the information, but I got up different information.
Oh, what information have your information that you got? So Beyonce's world tour is what we're announcing. What other information apart from where she's playing near Essex did you think was relevant?
She's got 43 dates on the world tour.
Well, that's good to know.
Which one of those is the one in Essex?
Don't know.
No.
I still don't know.
I've found some bits.
Yeah, what other bits?
Oh, actually, it's not at the O2.
It's okay.
Oh, no. Wait, what?
It's not even in the UK.
No, not in the UK, just America.
It's not actually Beyonce. It's the other one.
Michelle.
No.
Wait, no, seriously, we're not going to press this. We're not
going to
play
I'm not
song.
Going to the song. I want Essex to feel your nerves and frustration and pain. That you've got no information at all. You told me to stop the music to do a Beyonce announcement, and you have no details about that.
She's at the O2 on Thursday. No, that's the wrong one.
Should we play Sing Ladies?
No, we should get to the end of this link.
Okay. Just buckle up, people.
I can tell you that she's performing in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Right, no one wants to know
that. Well, no one else has performed in that stadium for a while.
Oh!
I'm not even an Arsenal fan.
That was amazing. That was really good. I'm a bit gutted that I didn't. Yeah, I'm a bit gutted that I didn't say it out, and the high five didn't just hurt my thumb.
So anyway,
to a different website.
Okay, well, just to let you know, people, we're going to a different website, and the news will be late.
Yeah. This is Beyonce. Radio Essex.
World
Your tour. Beyonce station.
This is.
I spelled
driver.
Tour wrong.
Oh, excellent. How did you spell it?
T-O-R.
T-O-R.
What
you got? What you got? When's Beyonce coming to the O2?
It doesn't look like she is.
Hey, Siri. I haven't sent Siri up on my phone yet.
Yeah, it won't work.
Okay.
It says that...
I'm going to do this on my phone. It's going to be quicker.
It won't be.
Beyonce world tour date. Our listeners coming up yet with the details. World tour dates. Beyonce world tour dates. It's the Renaissance world tour. It's 47 tour dates.
Yeah, we've established that.
43.
Joe Watts.
London, England. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on the 29th and the 30th of May. Not playing the O2 in London. There is the information for you right there.
So she's not playing the O2.
She's playing it's playing Tottenham Hotspur.
So.
And Sunderland football ground.
Go
Cardiff.
To
Paris, the Stade de France in Paris. That's a gig.
That is a good gig.
And that was the Beyonce World Tour update.
Excellent.
Seamless. It's Radio Essex, Beyonce and Single Lady. She's on a world tour.
She's finished the world tour now.
After us announcing
Tom,
it.
Tom took so long to it's all finished. She
played 15 gigs while that was happening. All traffic being temporarily held and queue in traffic due to an accident on the M25 anti-clockwise at the A127 junction 29 on the M25. So that is anti-clockwise M25 towards the junction 29 for the 127 temporarily being held at the moment. I think they're just clearing the debris away so that hopefully should open up soon. But at the moment, it is closed, so that will cause you problems. Right, Chris and Scott, big drive home. You can see from the preparation of the show, I mean, just thinking about Tom there announcing the Beyonce dates, he had all that ready this morning, ready to go.
Well,
I mean,
ready.
You could hear it was seamless.
Yes, it was, yeah.
But we do put a lot of preparation into the show, and that's something that... I'm really proud of. I think, and the last couple of days, we've had some really good stuff going on.
We have.
Have you got your hand up?
I get voice notes from Scott about what we should do.
Why are you saying this on the radio now?
Directly?
Yeah.
What do you mean voice notes?
Well, I put some on the system just to.
Do you mean like Alan
people.
Partridge does, where he goes, "Idea for a game show."
Yes.
Two donkeys in a ring.
Yes, very similar. And okay. I'd like to see Scott explain them.
Have you got? Can you plug your phone into the radio station so we can hear the voice notes?
Yeah. Yeah.
These are wild thoughts.
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed.
When did I send that one? Where was that?
What content's this?
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed.
What does that mean?
They don't necessarily all get used.
Well, okay.
Well, it's jeans.
No, surely that's a thing. So what I'm saying is, because I've had this conversation with Kerry before, right? So she goes, put your jeans in the wash. And I go, no, they've not got a stain on them. Like, if they've got a bean stain on them.
Yeah, yeah.
I've washed them because they've got a direct stain on them. But I'm not washing my jeans after wearing them once.
How many times would you wear your jeans before you wash them?
I've been wearing these jeans for about a year. I've been wearing these jeans for about a year.
No, you haven't.
I have.
A year?
Something like that.
A year?
What?
Are you mental?
No, right, that's got to be a joke.
You've been wearing your jeans for a year without washing them.
Not every day. Not every day. Listen. I have a shower every day, right?
In your jeans, hopefully.
I have a shower every day, right?
Yeah.
I change my pants every day and and I put them in the wash. I change my socks.
With or without a stain, you're changing your pants.
The stain's inevitable. if I'm honest.
Okay.
Right. I'm changing my socks every day. Yeah. I'm changing my T-shirt every day.
Good work. Why wouldn't you change your jeans?
They're not dirty.
No, I'm not saying wear a pair of jeans and wash them straight away. I wouldn't do that. I'd probably wear a pair of jeans a couple of times in a week, and then at the end of the week, I'd probably chuck them in the wash bin. But a year?
I mean, okay.
A year, though.
Let me tell you, right? These jeans...
Yeah.
These jeans, I wear on stage.
Right.
And I still don't wash them. So... I genuinely don't, like, this sounds like I'm doing a bit, and I'm not. Unless Kerry gets her hands on my jeans and puts them and gets them washed.
Yeah.
I do not put them up for the wash. They're not getting washed.
So you just hang them back up again? Or fold them back?
I fold them.
And you put them back in your jean area? Have you got millions of pairs of jeans?
Loads.
Right, okay. So you might only wear them twice in a year?
No, you're trying to make it better. I might wear them twice.
Yeah.
And then, I might wear them 2 days running. And then I might not wear those jeans for a month. But they've not been washed. They're in the cupboard. Or, if I'm honest, in the suitcase that I travel with, I've got all my stage clothes sort of like in there. And then I just go, I'll wear them jeans today. They've not been washed. They don't need to be washed.
It's the most unlikely pop star story I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Right. I think this is...
I don't wash my jeans.
If when Beyonce's on a world tour and I say to her,
right, it's a bit different.
Listen, love, you look amazing. She goes, this old thing, I've been wearing it all year.
Oh, it's a bit different. She's doing doing loads. I mean, if I put my arm in the air and say 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, I'm not doing loads, am I?
She's doing a little bit more. She might be spraying it a bit with Febreze or something before she puts it in the wardrobe. But wow, a year, is that normal? Can we hear any other your voice notes?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah.
I'll do something. Let's do a break. I'll come back. How many more have we got?
We've got a lot.
And it's just that. Is that all you get?
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans.
Yes. So, right.
And are you like, what? Is this a puzzle? Am I supposed to work out what you want to do with it?
Over the weekend.
No, what it is, it'll be me to remind myself, and then I'll forget that I've done a voice. So I send them to Tom, and then when I come in on a Monday, normally Tom goes to me, what are you talking about your jeans?
Okay, we'll go through some more of Scott's voice notes soon. This is fun. It's like a little delve into his brain.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dangerous.
4:23, big drive home for Wednesday, 1st of Feb. First day out of dry January. Congratulations if you made it. And congratulations if you didn't. We'll update travel next. It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi, and Forget Me. His voice is just so good. And even when you hear him singing live on stage at his gigs, just incredible.
Yes, very good.
I reckon he's washing his jeans. I think that's...
I don't think he is washing his jeans.
We're just going through some of Scott's random voice notes that he sends producer Tom. These are ideas for the show. This is the one we're currently on.
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed.
So this is... I can't believe you've done this. So this is Scott.
I didn't know, but can I just say, I didn't know that he was going to play them on the radio.
This is what you just send him. So he comes in on Monday and says, what are you talking about jeans? And you go, thing for the show, how often do you wash your jeans? That's the idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
But actually funnier to hear the actual...
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed.
Brainwave that hit you. And you've gone, where's my phone? Tom, jeans, stain, wash. Yeah. Lots of people commenting on that. Mandy from Kent, just the word smelly. She's put...
Not smelly.
Keith from... I've moved to the other end of the studio. Keith from Malden. Hi, guys. I'm with Scott. Levi's recommend you only wash your jeans 12 times in the whole entire lifetime.
Thank you, Keith.
The jeans you, Keith. Lifetime, not your lifetime. Well, yeah. The lifetime of the jeans.
But how long do you have jeans for? Like, quite a while, right?
Well, if you're washing your jeans once a year, 12 years you'll have those Levi's.
Exactly.
It's a long time. Kerry from Chelmsford says, my God, Scott, do you not have knees? Do you not realise that your jeans will have knee marks plus crease marks from behind the knees plus fabric still collects dirt, whether you see it or not? Minging totally changed my opinion of you, mate.
Right.
Wow.
Can I just, like, dig myself out of a slight hole?
Yeah.
I would never wash them, right? So that's because, right? But Kerry does. Kerry will
you
see
digging
my,
in or out?
No. Kerry.
Yeah.
Who's your wife. Not mental. Yeah. She's quite a saint.
Yeah.
She will take them from where I've left them folded up and she goes, I wash your jeans. And I go, why? I didn't ever stain on them.
Yeah.
Right. And the knee thing, if you're wearing, like, I'm wearing quite, you know, nice jeans that don't, you know, like, sort of baggy, not a baggy, like, tight fit. I haven't got knee marks.
Okay.
And I'm a clean person.
You are very clean. Dev says, Scott is disgusting. With his jeans. Not my words, the words of Deb. Victor says, Levi's recommend 10 wears before each wash.
Thank you very much, Victor.
Do you reckon so when you say you're washing your jeans once a year...
I've probably worn them five times.
Okay, yeah, because you do have a lot of different jeans.
Yeah.
I do know that.
So when you think of how many pairs of jeans I've got, I might wear them, it could be more than it could be 7 times, but then Kerry will get hold of them and she'll go, I'm washing those.
We've got listeners from all over the world on this show, and I can tell you that America have called.
America. Oh, and are they saying negative things about my jeans
as
well?
It's fairly negative.
Okay. Yeah.
This is just an excuse to play this, yeah.
America. Yeah.
Angie in America. What have you got to say, Angie?
Scott, that is disgusting.
All right.
You need to wash your jeans. I know you're up there on stage. They're getting sweaty. I mean, that's just gross.
Jeans.
Like, you need to wash them. Please wash them. I wash my jeans after I wear them.
Yeah.
Probably two, maybe four times.
Four times, same as me.
Yeah,
Angie.
You got to get carried
away. Disgusting.
thank you, Angie. We'll keep those happening then. Right, we might do some more of Scott's random voice notes in just a second.
Oh, there's
quite
more,
funny.
Tom.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I think there's more. I think I've got about 8 of them. Here's Little Mix and Stormzy. Scott's jeans are waiting to be washed.
If you just tuned in,
Scott washes his jeans once a year.
No.
That's pretty much where we're at.
No, but I've got lots of jeans. So I only wear them. It could be 10 times. And I'll tell you what, right?
Yeah.
John from Pennsylvania. You know, John.
Why are there so many listeners in America?
Okay, but
it's because the American thing we play.
Let me paint you a picture of John.
Yeah.
So John is a journalist. He's very, very well to do. He's a very, very good man.
He's
an editor of a newspaper.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Every 6 to 8 wearings, and always let them air dry, it cuts down on shrinkage, right?
It stops the jeans shrinking?
Well, if you keep on washing them.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, and then it makes it easier to break them in again. I'm telling you now, if John's doing it, I'm right.
But Deb says if you buy a UV lamp, it will show you all Scott's wheat on his jeans.
Debs is not as well to do, I'm guessing.
Aretha said, I wish I could say I'm disgusted by my husband does exactly the same thing if I let him, but I get hold of them and I wash them and put them back before he notices. Yeah. So that's probably what's happening to you as well. Different Deb says, I love how Scott is now trying to take himself out of the big hole he dug about his jeans.
I didn't dig a hole. I'm very, very happy with my decision.
And this all came from like a random voice note that you sent, Tom.
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed.
And I'm loving the fact that you send voice notes to Tom at all times. That one of them apparently came in at 2:27 in the morning.
It might have.
And it was this strange one. Have a listen to this.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
What on earth is going through your head at 2:27 a.m. on a Sunday morning? Tom gets woken up to this voice note.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
What are you talking about? Right. What is going on?
I reckon that one might have been after a hot tub rum session, if I'm honest. But you've missed some of that out.
Have I?
You must have something somewhere, Tom, of me saying something about a memory or something.
Yeah, I've got one. It says memories.
Right, yeah, go on, play that.
When you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it. You're not remembering the original memory from a long time ago.
But let me explain.
Can you listen to this, like, if I tease this, like, on a radio station, like a proper radio station would go, and coming up after the news...
When you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it. You're not remembering...
Right, okay, I can explain this. Right.
Memory from a long time ago.
And Ed Sheeran coming up. I mean, that, what is that? And then this followed up with...
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
The gap is brilliant. Picture me in a toffee apple. 5 years old.
Right. Can I explain myself?
Please do.
Right. So, I heard a fact yeah. about the fact that you're not... I'm not sure I'm getting out of this. Right. Yeah. I heard a fact that when you're going, oh... And the toffee apple thing is that I've seen a picture. All right. I've seen a picture that my mum and dad have got of me eating a toffee apple when I'm five.
Age five.
Age five.
Yeah.
But I don't remember eating the toffee apple. No. I remember the picture of me eating the toffee apple, and every time I remember that, it's me remembering
the toffee apple.
The picture of the last time I remembered eating the toffee apple, which I'd never remembered eating. How old was I? Five. Can I ask the question? Does that make sense? What I said?
When you put it like that,
yes.
Not at 2:27 in the morning on a Sunday, where his phone would have literally been. He would have been in bed, I imagine, asleep, and
yeah.
Oh, got a text. Oh, it's from Scott. I hope he's all right. Let's listen to what he's got to say.
Picture me in the toffee. 5 years old.
Don't worry. Steph, go back to bed. It's nothing. It's just Scott.
Yep.
We've got more of those. Right, it's 4:46. Details of how you can win £2,000. Coming up on Towie. And we'll play the hits as well, including Mimi Webb and Red Flags. And also, if you remember when you get your first memory, when you remember...
Yeah.
And then remember, toffee apples, age 5. It's Radio Essex, Mimi Webb, and Red Flags.
Picture me in the toffee apple.
That's a red flag.
5 years old.
5 years old. That's a red flag, yeah. Mimi Webb, Red Flags, more from Scott's brain. We should do that as a regular, well, not a regular thing, but there is a few more. Maybe drop some of those into tomorrow's show.
No, brilliant. Let's do that.
Can you bring your phone in again tomorrow in the studio, wire that up? Because, I mean, that is my favourite thing I've ever heard.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
I mean, that is just brilliant. They're the voice notes that Tom gets randomly at 2:27 on a Sunday morning from Scott with show ideas. I don't even know what the... I vaguely got the idea.
Well, yeah, but can I just say, well done to me, because we've done an hour on that.
Yeah, but that wasn't the idea of the content, was it? You didn't say... You didn't think, I'll send this and it'll make good content because it's bizarre.
He's done well in how he's done it.
Can I just remind how you explained what you were trying to do?
When you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it.
you're not remembering the original memory from the long time ago.
It's 2:27 in the morning on a Sunday morning, and Tom's supposed to decipher that and go, that's a great idea for a showpiece.
No, he's meant to, on Monday morning, he's meant to say to me, you sent me some weird stuff about remembering, and I write it on your little
It makes sense.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night.
Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 5 o'clock. Chris and Scott, big drive home, and we will play Towie very soon. First of all, Metro booming on the weekend. This is Creeping. It's Radio Essex.
You are listening to
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Becky Hill, David Guetta, and remember, hello to John in Pennsylvania again. Your text, yeah, we're going to sort that out for you. We're going to try. Tom's sorting something out for you now.
Yeah.
He's asking for some Essex love. Maybe we could send him a cup or something to Pennsylvania.
It's going to cost you, John, but no, we'll get that sorted for you, John.
Tom's on that, so yeah, that's by the time tea's been uninvented, you'll have that.
Yeah.
They don't drink tea, do they? Do you drink tea, John? I don't think they're big tea drinkers. It's Lipton thing.
I've had a cup of tea in America, not good.
It's not. It's like Lipton. It's not. They don't have Yorkshire tea bags.
No, what did we have yesterday?
You made loose leaf tea.
Courtesy of Uncle Paul.
You're making proper tea now. There's like teapots and all sorts going on.
Yeah, loose leaf tea. Oh, yeah. Yorkshire loose leaf.
It's beautiful. Although that's probably not what a lot of people are looking forward to drinking when they get home tonight.
No.
Because it's the 1st of February and dry January's finished.
So I've got this thing with dry January and like doing something for a month, right?
Yeah.
So obviously loads of people have done dry January, so they've gone, right, I'm not going to drink for a month, and it's normally because...
Alcohol.
Yeah, but... No, it is alcohol, yes.
No, I'm just saying they're not drinking for a month.
No, they're not drinking alcohol for a month.
Yeah.
But they've done it. It started because of Christmas and everyone overindulges at Christmas. So I didn't do the alcohol. I done no bread. But I haven't got up this morning and gone, right, eat the bread, which I think is a really bad thing to do, because the idea of dry January started by weaning yourself off it for a month and then going, now I can do it in moderation.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, like some of my mates, have got the wrong idea of it, right? So it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah. It's Wednesday. It's a school night. Yeah.
I've got mates that are going out tonight. Like, going out because they can have a drink. That defeats the object, I think.
Yeah.
So they're going to wake up tomorrow like, oh, no. They've done a month's worth of damage in a day because it's the first. Just ease yourself in generally, is what I'm saying.
I think people were just waiting for today anyway to get out of January. I said yesterday I joked that I wasn't doing dry January. I was just doing something I call January, where I just have to get from the beginning of January to the end of January.
And you made it.
And I'm here. But a lot of people think, right, 1st of February, I've just got to get through today and I can have a little glass of wine tonight. I can't wait. What could possibly go wrong? A nice, easy Wednesday. Oh, the kids are home. There's a school strike. Got the kids home all day.
There was a... But Kevin said to me last night, I'm not going to school. And I went, yeah, of course you're not. And he went, no.
Striking. Yeah, Sam was off today. They have a strike. I think the year 11s went in and sixth form.
Kev, year 11?
Oh, our school year 11s went in, but no one else. So Sam was home. I said, you're going to jump on Teams then? Get on with you. Oh, yeah, Teams, yeah. Yeah. Got to jump all right on that.
Oh, yeah, no, I had the same conversation with Gavin at 12 o'clock midday.
I think he did actually have a little go on Teams, but it didn't look like it was work. It was a load of mates, I think.
Oh, I thought you meant FIFA teams.
No, different teams. Oh, that would have been a plan, though.
Yeah.
12 minutes at Ultimate Teams.
Yeah.
12 minutes after 5, big drive home for Wednesday. Here's Tiesto and Tate McRae, 10:35. It's Radio Essex. Tiesto, Tate McRae, 10:35. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Towie coming up in 15 minutes. There's a bird charity that has been locked out of his Twitter account. So they're just a normal bird charity. They take pictures of birds and they put them up on Twitter.
Right.
And now they've been locked out of their Twitter account. They've been banned. It's a charity.
Yeah.
And they're barred from using it. They got 116,000 Twitter followers. Bosses at the Norfolk-based charity said they were unable to get in touch with anyone from Twitter after an age verification prompt was sent in January. He said maybe the Twitter algorithm intersects the word woodcock differently to how we do, because woodcock's a bird, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So it might be that the woodcock has been what's causing them the problems with the Twitter. So the charity Twitter access has returned on Sunday with no explanation. Somebody's probably gone, oh no, it's a bird. It's same as Bluetooth. It's like a bird. We can allow.
Yeah,
this.
We can allow it.
But we can allow this.
Yeah, but you could maybe see why they had gone, well, hang on, if they didn't know that it was a charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is a charity, so.
I just thought that was.
Oh, they've been really, reinstated.
They've
now.
Been reinstated now. They've still got the 116,000 Twitters. Twitters. And actually, Twitter, what a great name for a bird charity, Twitter. They should just be at Twitter.
They should be.
At Twitter, Twitter.
I got banned off of off of Facebook once.
Pictures of woodcock?
No.
You're not into birds, are you?
No. No.
What were you banned for?
You might remember I had a page that was dedicated to people that parked. I had a page dedicated to people that parked badly in parking bays.
Yes.
And what how can I tell people what it was called?
I can help you if you want me to tell. Anybody watches The Inbetweeners, okay, where they shout out, briefcase,
or yours, bus.
Bus, sorry. And briefcase.
Yeah.
They use it on both. Bus, you called your
parking.
Thing, parking. Ooh. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I did. Thanks for that. I probably couldn't have done it.
And that was literally what the Facebook page was called.
Yes. And then I would put pictures up of the cars with the number plates just there. I got it deleted.
It was deleted, wasn't it? The account was deleted. I thought it was brilliant because you started it as a joke for your mates and it suddenly got a lot of traction.
Yeah, no, because what people were then sending in pictures of them
car park, and the one I did, I sent you one in from Spain when I was on holiday, and somebody had parked. You know when somebody parks on the line, so they take up two spaces. I was like, got a brilliant one here, and I sent it to you, and you put it up on the website, yeah. And you were getting hundreds.
Yeah,
it was like a full time job.
Yeah, I was getting some serious traction, and then they just shut me down, and I appealed, can't get it back.
No, set up a bird one.
I will.
Yeah, good plan. 18 minutes after 5, as I say, Towie on the way at 5:30. Back to the hits soon, and a busy night on the roads as well. Full travel update next. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Midnight Sky. Look at the time, boys. It's 10 to 6.
I know.
How has that gone? It's flown by.
Well, you know, talking about toffee apples, I think.
Your voice notes are the best things I've ever heard. If somebody's only just tuned in. I don't even know if I can explain it again, but Scott sends random voice notes to producer Tom for ideas that we could use on the show. This was one of his voice notes.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
What on earth is going through this boy's brain? And there was this one.
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed.
And yeah, if you're regular to the show, we're going to be doing some more of those throughout the week, maybe. And just, I think every time you get a voice note, we'll just delve into those, producer Tom. Joe is in the building. Joe of the Kinch variety. Yeah. He's got the Joe Kinch Evening Experience. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yep. Got it on lockdown as well.
It changes every week for you, doesn't it? What you call me?
Joe Kinch, the hot 6 at 6. Hot 7 at 7.
Yeah.
The hot 6 at 6.
Well, no, it was
yesterday. It was nearly the hot 8 at 8.
We took so long welcoming Joe into the radio that we went over a little bit.
I really like our little chat with Joe.
Yeah, it's my favourite part of the day.
It is, yeah.
No offence.
No, none taken.
So on your show tonight, I do believe you have an award-winning superstar.
A Brit-nominated superstar.
Oh, my God, am I staying on that?
For best new talent.
Am I staying on that?
Best spiky haircut.
No.
Who is it?
Mimi Webb.
On your show?
Oh, yep. Big up, better.
How have you bragged Mimi Webb?
Well, she... I got her a boat and she came across the Thames.
You
she's
got
from
her
Kent.
A boat and she came across the Thames.
Is that a lie, Joe?
No.
did she then release the single that she's got out now called Red Flags?
Yeah, because that was on a boat.
Yeah, I think that might have been it. So she's from Kent.
Yep.
and she caught up with you, and is she coming? What time is this happening?
It's just after 8.
She's got a new song.
Depending on the traffic in the Thames.
Yeah, the traffic in the Thames can be busy at the
time. Yeah, really busy.
Yeah, lots of red flags. So what other songs did she do? I mean, we were...
House on Fire.
Ghost of You.
Yeah.
Ghost one. House on Fire, love.
24 Fire.
Boat on Fire.
Well, it's got dark.
get that sinking feeling.
Oh. Let's do boat gags. okay, we've got to sail away now. nope. That was a little bit.
Well, that's really important. Paul, do you get that?
They get worse. Was that a tumbleweed or?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Treasure.
Sounded like when you opened the freezer in the morning.
Captain Joe Kinch getting you home safely.
Yep.
On the boat. With the boat of hits.
Right. Make it stop. A ball.
Okay. Joe Kitch coming up in the show next from 6. Mimi Webb on the show tonight. Hot 7 at 7 coming up as well. And then we chill. Lauren coming up from 10 tonight with Essex Chilled. We're going to do this again. I know. It's crazy they keep letting us in. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, A1 caught in the middle. Have a great night, Essex.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.